This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The World Health Organization says there may never be a silver bullet to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The head of the WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says there are a number of vaccines in phase 3 clinical trials, but he said there might never be an easy cure. Tedros urged all countries and individuals to take all of the preventative measures possible, testing, contact tracing, social distancing, and wearing masks to stop the spread of the virus. Worldwide, the total number of cases has surpassed 18 million. In the United States, which has about one-fourth of the world's cases, negotiations continue between the White House and congressional Democrats on a new aid package that would include federal money to help the millions of people who are unemployed. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
They are reporting progress on things like schools trying to safely reopen and offering food to the poor, but still stuck over replacing the $600 a week benefit for the unemployed. President Trump accuses Democrats of having a different agenda.
They want to bail out cities and states that have done a bad job over a long period of time. Nothing to do with coronavirus.
But in San Francisco, laid-off airport custodian Mary Benedetto is worried about losing her home.
If I can't pay my rent, they're going to kick me out, right? And I just don't want to live on the street.
As for claims that the benefit removes an incentive to work,
if the company will call me up tomorrow, I will jump to work.
Senate Republicans tried to offer a slimmed-down package, but House Democrats say they're holding out for a comprehensive agreement. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Isaias has made landfall near Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. The hurricane touched down just after 3 hours.